خليفة الجود ذا النورين عثمان
حضرت عثمان رضي الله عنه. Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anh, one of the handful of people who first embraced Islam, had been one of the closest people to our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, throughout his life. He was the son-in-law of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the third caliph. Because he was twice honored with being the son-in-law of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was called Zulu'arain, meaning the possessor of two lights. He participated in all the struggles of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam except the Battle of Badr. When Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu embraced Islam, he was subjected to torture by the idolaters. When migration to Ethiopia was allowed, he became one of the first immigrants to Ethiopia, together with his wife Mrs. Rukaya, our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam daughter. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu communication of Islam became instrumental in Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anhu embracing Islam. He was one of the precious companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was exemplary to all Muslims with his superior moral qualities and beautiful speech. Apart from his refined and influential manner of speaking, he had an extraordinarily retentive memory, and he committed the Holy Quran to memory. Having a very profound knowledge of hadith, he also made great services to Islam by writing and recording the revelations. Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anhu spending in the way of Allah. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, who was engaged in commerce before converting to Islam, was a wealthy and greatly respected merchant of his tribe. When he was honored with Islam, he spent his entire wealth, which Allah had granted him for the spread of Islam and the welfare of Muslims. In a time when there was a water shortage in Medina, he paid 20,000 dirhams, which was quite a sum of money for that time, to buy the well of Rumah and donated it to the service of Muslims who were paying for the water taken from this well. He was also the person who met all the needs of the army, consisting of 10,000 Muslims, who would participate in the expedition to Tabuk. This aside, in a time when there was famine in Medina, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu purchased 100 loads of wheat that arrived from Damascus by camel and distributed them to the needy and the companions of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu superior services as a caliph. Following the martyrdom of Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was chosen as caliph by a committee. Because he was considered deserving of this duty by the Islamic community, nobody objected to this decision and everyone offered allegiance to him. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu no doubt rendered one of his most important services in spreading the morality of Islam during his caliphate by ordering the production of multiple copies of the text of the Quran as it exists today and sending them to all the Muslim provinces. During the time of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, the copies of the Quran were produced, a copy was left in Medina, and others were sent to Mecca, Damascus, Kufa, Basra, Egypt, and other provinces. Due to this honorable and great service of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he was given the name Nashri al-Quran, meaning the one who spreads the Quran. During his caliphate, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu achieved many other great accomplishments, one of which was the establishment of the first Muslim navy on the coasts of Syria that made its first expedition to Cyprus. Following this first naval triumph, other expeditions were made to other islands in the Mediterranean in the following years, with great victories following these expeditions. During his military expeditions, both on land and sea, and as a requisite of the morality of Islam, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu always assumed a just and compassionate attitude. He observed the rights of the people of the book and treated them with compassion and justice. During the conquest of Dabil, the Vin, which was an Armenian city during the caliphate of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu, he granted indemnity to the Christians, Jews, and Zoroastrians living in the city and guaranteed the protection of their sanctuaries. The following letter, which Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu wrote to the financial and administrative authorities when he became the caliph, reveals his understanding, which was in full conformity with the morality of the Quran. Almighty Allah had created nothing for a vain purpose. He created everything as right. Therefore, He accepts nothing but the right. Take whatever you take as right, and give those things you give away to the needy. Be especially attentive to honesty. Conduct yourself honestly, and don't be the one violating it, for those violating it also undertakes the sins of those coming later. Be attentive to be loyal. Do not violate the rights of the orphan, and comply with the conventions. Be aware that Allah is hostile to those who oppress the orphan. This aside, he always allowed the repair of demolished churches and the construction of new ministries and synagogues. During the caliphate of Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu, the Muslim army had great victories against the Byzantine Empire and Armenia, Caucasia, Khorasan, Marrakesh, Kerman, Africa, and many others were included in the territories of the Islamic State. The first sermon of Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu. When Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu, came to the pulpit to preach his first sermon, he told the following after giving thanks to Allah. Muslims, you are indeed living in the blessings of peace and security in Islam. You have come to the end of your lives with this blessing. May your life end with goodness. Day and night you have struggled with all your might and main. But be well aware that the yeast of this world is decisive. May the life of this world not deceive you. Do not be proud towards Allah and take lessons from those who preceded you. Do not be idle and insensitive. Be alert. Allah is not heedless. Now where are those men of means who preceded us and loved this world, felt attached to it, and had palaces everywhere? Has this world ever remained faithful to them? Take at least lessons from it, and do not overestimate this world which Allah despises. Get prepared for the hereafter, which is your eternal abode. Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu, concluded his sermon saying, there is a good example in the following verse and read, I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Make a metaphor for them of the life of this world. It is like water which we send down from the sky, and the plants of the earth combine with it, but then become dry chaff scattered by the winds. Allah has absolute power over everything. Wise words of Hazrat Uthman, radiallahu anhu. Take heed from the past and work for the good. Almighty Allah granted this world to you so that you can seek the life of the hereafter. He did not grant it to you so that you feel inclined to it. Hurry for the good deeds you can do before death catches up with you. O people, avoid opposing the commandments of Allah, for avoidance from opposing Allah's commandments is a loot. A servant of Allah should fear from being resurrected blind, although he was the one able to see. A single word is sufficient for the one who understands wisdom. Those who are deaf in soul already do not hear the right. Be aware that the person fears nothing if Allah is with him. The news of Hazrat Uthman's radiallahu anhu martyrdom was given by our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a messenger to Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu to call him, and when he came he told him, you will be murdered and die a martyr. Be patient. May Allah give you patience. Never take off the shirt of caliphate that Allah will put on you for 10 years and 6 months. While Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was leaving, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, may Allah grant you patience. You will be martyred while you will be fasting, and you will break your fast with me. Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu was martyred on 35 Hijr, the year 657 according to the Gregorian calendar, by some rebels in his home. Our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam words about Hazrat Uthman radiallahu anhu. Uthman is the one with the most sense of shame in the Ummah and the most graceful. Every prophet has a companion in the garden. My companion there is Uthman. Uthman is from me, and I am from Uthman.
خليفة الجود ذا النورين عثمانا سواك بنتاه من أزواجه كان لك الحياء الذي من صدقه خجلت ملائك الله لما فاض إيمانا ملائك الله لما فاض إيمانا.